You are listening to Adventures in Azeroth, and here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Welcome to Adventures in Azeroth, episode 55. And hello, I am your host, Lita, and joining me is my co-host, Stone, over there. You gotta shave, too. Your beard's not as bushy.
I had to clean it up.
Yeah.
So I cleaned it up. So I was gonna just let it go, but then I'm like, no. So I used the clippers and I put the quarter inch head on it, mm-hmm. so it'll So I put the number 2 head on the clippers, and I used the number 2 on my face.
Wow.
So
wow.
I mean, it makes a great improvement over what was there before.
But are you gonna, like, when BlizzCon comes around, are you gonna, like, try and grow it?
Oh yeah, well, not bushy like it was, but I'm gonna keep it because I don't like the neck beard stuff.
Yeah,
it just like it drives me nuts. But so I'm gonna try and keep my line, and it also grows up a little bit too much on my cheeks, like a little bit too high, and I like to trim that. But I'll try and get it a little bit more thick, like what it was before.
Yeah. Okay.
And
this should look good once it gets colored. Like, I can't wait. It's so exciting.
Yeah.
It's nervous. Like 6 months away. It's very exciting, though.
It's less than 6 months away.
So how you doing, though? Doing good? You're awake.
I'm doing great for excellent. 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Which is good. And as we were just discussing, Tuli's here, and it's it'll be now midday for Tuli. It's lunchtime.
Lunchtime.
Which well, is, it's, yeah, it's, lunchtime. It's, sounds good.
It's technically afternoon for him now. So does that mean you're allowed to drink beer?
And it's 8 p.m. for me. So, you know, whoa, we've like covered like most of the world
really?
In time zone. Awesome. Yeah. Anyway. So we're sitting in Azuna on a ship's mast, which is kind of cool. Something a bit different. So and we'll talk about that in a minute. Not yet, but you might be able to see, you know, we're chilling out.
Yeah.
We've got Pip-Fip's there. And have someone new there.
Okay. Sorry. Yep, go ahead.
But
yes.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. But we'll talk about it when we get to my section. That's okay. But we had no World of Warcraft news this week.
There was a hot fix last night about one of the weapons. I don't know.
Okay.
It wasn't a big deal. I just fixed something and sure.
Okay.
But
that's fair enough.
There is anything really? I know that there's there's an event coming up. Hold on, let me pull up my UI.
There's the GlowCap
is coming up, that's right.
Festival is coming, which is very exciting. Can't wait to see what that's about because only goes for a day?
Yep.
No, it doesn't actually even give me a... just says, today the Spawlings of Sporogard in Zangarmash hold their annual Mushroom Festival. Help them keep the great Fshu alive as long as possible.
Fshu. The great
Fshu. For sure.
Okay,
so that'll be exciting. I'm hoping to go see that. So,
Yeah, it's only for one day. I'm kind of glad that there's not as much that there wasn't.
But it doesn't take
because it's, you if Cause I've been kind of finding that in WoW, it's been there's always like tons and tons and tons and tons of things to do, and it feels like I'm getting overwhelmed. So yeah. Having a little bit of a downtime is actually not bad. So
yeah. Well, it's been a bit crazy. It is time walking.
Yes.
Dungeon week as well, yeah. Which is the Kata. Yes. Kata. Yeah.
Yep. I'm looking at
Kata. So that's currently on at the moment. And there's a next week, the you know how they've been doing the PvP brawls? Mm-hmm. Next week, when the arena skirmish starts, there's also PvP brawl South Shore versus Torrent Mill. I'm so excited.
Oh, that's good. Okay.
Yeah. I did the one when they bought it out for the anniversary special event thing.
Yep.
And it was a lot of fun. I really liked it and got the achievement. So that was really cool. But back in my day, playing Horde, little undead Horde, running around Torren Mill.
You had to
on a PvP server
in the snow.
Trust me, South Shore versus Torren Mill was very, very real. It was so real. You would get ganked so badly, and then the level 60s would come from everywhere. Like it would then turn into like massive PvP rolls. It was awesome. So yeah, I'm really quite excited about that. I'm gonna jump into PvP and do that next week. I've been a bit lax with doing some of the ones that have been out, but I'm kind of pumped to do that. So I'm like, yeah, and do better, South Shore, Torrent Mill. Whoa, yeah. So,
I thought you were gonna say you ran to South Shore uphill both ways and then ran back both ways. It was.
Well, you did, because I would have been like level. Yeah, I didn't even have a mount when I was going through that, because your first mount was at level 40 and then your epic mount was at level 60. So I was running around there, running on foot back in my day. Yeah, so you would just get utterly ganked by the level 60s. And there would be nothing. Like, it would be seriously like, please don't touch me, please. Dead. It's like, you just see Skull. You just see Skull and just know that they were 60s. And you're a poor little level, probably like 20, 23, 32, whatever it was back then. And you were just like, yeah. It didn't matter. You saw red. You were dead. That was it.
You guys don't get any snow, right? Like none, right?
I don't get snow here in where I am in Queensland.
Okay.
But so, down south, we do get a bit of snow.
Have you heard of the saying? Okay, so we have a saying here. Back in my high day, I would have to walk. To walk to school up for a mile or so uphill in the snow both ways. I guess you guys wouldn't have that because you guys don't really have snow, so it wouldn't have come into your that term of walking uphill.
I've heard of it, but I
both
don't,
ways in the blizzard.
No.
But yeah, so that's what I was trying to say is that you had to run both ways from South Shore and back uphill in the blizzard. Yeah. And when I have to explain it, it kind of loses its oomph. Damn it.
No, but I mean I've heard that, but we don't we probably don't really use that. So because it's not what, you know, Queensland's not known for snow. Queensland's known as the Sunshine State.
Well, I guess
so.
The further south, yeah, the further south you get, the more snow you get, right? So I guess.
During winter, which we're coming into winter, Yes, there is snow down where the mountains are. The snowy mountains down south. Do have mountains? Get snow.
I thought it was like all like. Anyways, I'm being a jerk. Okay. Yeah. I mean, it's the same. Yeah. It's the same thing as everybody thinks that where I'm from, it's all snow, and we all live in. I don't know, like.
Anyway. Surrounded by moose.
Yes. Well, I've got a moose just down the street. His name's
nice,
and his name's Fred. And he's pretty cool.
Oh, cool! That's awesome. All right. Yeah. Well, anyway, what have you been? What are we doing? Are we doing the?
I don't know. I guess we could, and I would like to. We could just give that away right now.
Okay.
And if Thule already has it, then we'll figure out something else to do. Thule.
Okay.
As being the person in our chat room, the lone listener. Wow, it's so weird to see Whammo's real name on Twitter. Anyways, Squirrel, stop it, Stone. Squirreling hard right now. Thule, do you have a Wowhead premium key? Do you use it? Because if you do, we have a key.
I love using my premium Wowhead. It's good. Okay.
So
it's very cool.
I am going to give you a key.
Yay! Congrats, Thule.
This is how we roll. You're here in the chat room. You are.
Yeah.
How do you win? How do I whisper? There we go. Here, I'm gonna give you this key.
I have no idea.
And there we go. Okay. Cool. Okay.
Excellent.
I think there were some instructions that come along with it, actually, on how to turn it on. Which, if you have a problem with it, let me know. And
I think it's just create an account and go from there. You can link it. You can link your Wowhead to your Battle.net account, or just do a.
She sent me a message saying that these set of keys were created differently.
And, oh, okay.
I'm gonna give you some instructions right here. I'm gonna just copy and paste everything that she sent to me to you today. Yeah. Bam.
Okay. Well, congratulations, Thule. Hope you enjoy it.
Oh my god, that was just a wall of text. Okay, so Thule, if you can wade through that wall of text and it doesn't work, let me know. Okay. Okay, let me shut down Discord. Oh no, it's okay. Leave it. Okay. Yeah. So cool. Okay.
All right. We're going to play the promo for Combi for the Storm.
Okay, they are
as well. Five, what have they got?
They're five days away. Four days now. Yeah, I think they're 4 days.
Yep,
and they're really close.
Okay.
So, okay.
Really close, which is awesome. So here we go.
Wow.
Hey, this is Heather and Dave, organizers for our fifth annual event, Con Before the Storm. This event means the world to us and the community. And for the last 4 years, none of this would be possible without you. Since 2013, when we began as World of Podcast, every year we have been humbled by the kindness of people in this community.
On Thursday, November 2nd, we plan to return with World of Podcast, our amazing fan art gallery featuring over 200 pieces of unique art, our meet and greet where content creators like Bajira, esports team like Method, and celebrity personalities like Malik Forte, Pamela Horton, and Michelle Morrow have mingled with fans.
Our Kickstarter is currently in full swing. We want to hit our stretch goals to get a larger space, which includes a Frog Pants and A-Move TV meetup, plus potentially some other stretch goal surprises.
Thank you for taking the time to check out our campaign and for your continued support. Help us kick off BlizzCon celebrations this year at Comic for the Storm 2017. Party by fans, for fans. For more information, please visit kickstarter.combeforestorm.com.
Okay, okay. And I didn't screw it up. It just took a little while to load, that's all. Don't know why.
Excellent.
Okay, do you want to do the other one? So, okay, so we were just sent a... There's apparently a contest that a podcast called Technically PvP, where they do a podcast on PvP, that they're doing a contest. So they, this is how we butcher people's promos, and they'll never send it to us again. I don't know. Yeah. So yeah, if you want to keep sending us stuff, please do. You'll send it, and I'll. Yeah. Okay.
And we'll stuff with it.
Well, I will butcher it because that's what I do. But yeah, they're doing a contest promo about designing an arena. I don't necessarily PvP a lot, but you know, I think it's pretty neat because there's some folks that do PvP quite a bit. Okay, so here's the contest info from Technically PvP.
Hey players, I'm Winstead, one of the co-hosts of the Technically PvP podcast, where we talk about World of Warcraft player versus player, strategies, tips, tricks, team comps, basically all things PvP. And I'm here to tell you about our arena design contest. We want you to submit your best ideas of your dream arena, from mild right on down to wild. We will be taking submissions until the 4th of July, after which my fellow co-hosts Andolin, Garrisar, and myself will pick a winner to receive 20 BattleNet bucks. Please send all submissions to technicallypvp@gmail.com. Please put arena in the subject line so we'll know exactly what we need to do with it. Let your imagination run wild. Come up with the best designed arena that you can possibly think of. Good luck, and we'll see you in the arena.
Cool. They're low.
Cool.
Oh, I just saw it on the playing thing, on VLC player. It actually has the E is actually the horde symbol.
Nice. On the
side. Yeah. I thought that Winstead is...
That's really cool.
Isn't Winstead in Convert to Raid or no? I thought that name sounds familiar.
It does, yeah. I'm not sure, but I think what a really cool contest. I could have some thoughts about that myself. Hmm. So, yeah, good on you guys. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, how about we get on with our week? So what have you been up to, Stone?
Apparently, the only thing I've been really doing is super squirting.
Oh, that's different.
Yeah. I don't know how to take that.
Well, because we both have been super squirting, so you know, squirt day was massive.
Just to let you guys know, so I'll say.
What's that going to do with anything?
Just saying.
Pet battling.
Just saying.
Pet battling.
Right. Right.
Mm-hmm. All right. So tell me, how'd it go? Because I said to you, take a record of it before you got started with it, and then at the end. So how did you go?
I'm going to put up some screenshots here. And I'm going to put up 1, 2, and 3. Okay. Mm-hmm. So It was actually quite interesting to see how this fight went. And there is a little teeny tiny bit of RNG involved right at the end. But which I don't think it doesn't get accounted for in any of the strats. But it's not a big deal. It's really not. It could add an extra 2 turns.
Mm-hmm.
Just depends, right? Because sometimes he comes back in, does his portal thing, and you do your hit, and he's not there, and then you have to wait till your next round to kill him. And it's not a big deal, but it was pretty cool to be able to level up a whole bunch of stuff. So I recorded some things here. And so before I go over the numbers, you know, this would not have been possible without your help, because you gave me the Wii Abomination.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I think, and I got the broom. I can't remember. Yep,
we found the broom on... You found it on...
I think I found it as
on one of your...
I think I found it
on one of your other alts.
25 service. Uncommon? I think I found it as a 25 green, and then I used a stone on it. And I discovered when
There was someone selling the green, and then you found the blue.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay. Because you ended up buying the blue, but I think you ended up having to send yourself heirloom.
Yes.
Tabard.
Yes.
To
yes.
sell back to get the gold.
That was on a show too. I don't remember.
Yeah, that was a couple months ago. Mm.
So thank you very much for.
Oh, that's okay.
Because, you know, that one, the one pet absolutely helps, because being able to do the Wii Abomination and then the broom was, it's just, and I mean, the fight became, I was sitting there, I'm like, oh, like, I don't know if I can do this anymore because I'm bored, because it's the same thing over and over and over and over and over, right? Mm. But I'm leveling up in two fights. And it's crazy. It's crazy. Okay, so I started at... my score is not that big of a change. Like, I went from 3574 to 3642. Mm-hmm. So it's only increased by 68 points. It's not a big deal.
Still, no, but still, that's awesome.
The number of max level pets changed quite a bit. For me, I went from 142 to 216. So I leveled
nice.
74 pets. I was like, holy crud. I focused mainly on rares, but then I also started going into the uncommons at level one as well.
Yep.
And I discovered that using the rare battle pet stone, when they were at level 25, it did not decrease their level. So I had a level 25 green guy, and I used the stone, and now he's a level 25 blue. So I don't know when they changed that, but I distinctly remember using that blue
stone, and you'd lose
two levels. Yeah. I don't know when they changed that, but I'm glad that they did, because thank you very much. I think it's kind of cheap to be able to take away the two levels. Yeah, it's just, I don't know. Wow. Hello.
That's Kirby.
Did he have
Kirby
a dream?
Kirby says good morning. Nobody's here, darling.
Oh.
Now he's awake because he hears someone and thinks somebody's here. But it's like, Grandma and Granddad's not here, darling. No. They're way far away.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know how many fights I actually did, so I would have to assume if I leveled up 74, double that to 148 fights.
Yeah. Somebody's here. I'm going to mute.
Is somebody here? Okay. Well, if somebody's here, you go lay the smack down on them. Or is it somebody next to you?
No, it's all right. It's just someone dropping something off. It's all good.
Okay. So I went from realm 89 to realm 78. And on the site, I couldn't quite break the 13,000 mark. So although I dropped 823 spots, so that's good. Overall, I ran it for 7 hours, and that was off and on, right? I think I did 2 hours back to back once, and then I would take breaks. And being able to use both of the buffs and all that, and then plus 200% XP. It's just, I mean, it's just insane. So overall, it looks like, if math is right, I did 10, basically 10 and a half pets per hour. Wow. I would like there to be more super squirt days. That would be great. I mean, it would be cool if, I don't know. Yeah, so squirt day is a thing for sure. And the funny thing was, is that in my last hour, something like that, I think in the last hour, I got an achievement, Pet Charmer. Because, yeah, it's like five, well, it's, I find it funny because it's 500 pet charms. Because I don't really PvP. I don't really pet battle a ton. So I've only started getting pet charms to go kind of save up for some of the other pets that I don't have. Because there's a bunch of pets I don't have yet. And I don't know if I should save up these pet charms now for next squirt day and buy the treats, right? Because, I mean, the treats are 15 per hour, right? So, and you're not earning any charms back. So I went through how many bandages? I went through, I think I was up 188, and I'm down to like 120 something.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Man, we used up a ton of stuff. Other than that, honestly, my WoW playing has been focused mainly on my Iron Man character.
Mm. Okay.
And just trying to think. I didn't even raid since the last show because...
Oh, wow.
Raiding would have happened Thursday night.
Yeah.
And I don't think we ran that night for me. I don't think we had enough folks around, and then Monday night we typically have 8, and that's not quite enough, and so we don't raid on that night, even though we're supposed to. And then last night I didn't raid because we were watching the Survivor season finale.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and there was some interesting things that happened on that show. That was very, very... I still watch it. It's Survivor.
Hmm.
Okay.
That's your thing.
Oh, yeah.
You're allowed to have your thing.
I will be watching it until it's gone. And
yeah,
there's a nothing lot of people that are like that. If
that's
like
what
that.
You're into.
Yeah. And it's funny. I can't watch Amazing Race. I cannot watch, what's the other one? Big Brother. I can't watch it.
Yeah.
I just can't. I can't do it. And Survivor is my show. I watched from week 6 of season 1. They just finished season 34. I've been watching it that long. I've got them on my computer as well. I've bought DVDs where they actually have them released because they did not release all of them. So I've had to go find them online. But the ones that I can buy, I will buy because I want to support the show for sure. It would be a show I would play on. I would go for if I was allowed to. But I'm not allowed to because I'm not American. I would even try to get a dual citizenship if it meant I would be on the show. But they don't really allow that, you know, where people, hey, you want to be on the show and you're not from here? Yeah, just sign this form and, you know, you can be an American citizen for 39 days, and well, it's more than 39 days because there's like 2 weeks. Anyways, so this is not the Survivor podcast. This is the World of Warcraft podcast. Yeah, I can go on about Survivor forever. I did. I made games online where people could play. Like I ran them online where people did not know, like like each other at all. It was so much fun. Anyways, so yeah, WoW playing though, it's been more challenge tune and sleeping and doing real life stuff, and but I was actually worried because the pet battle stuff, I was like, am I gonna have anything to talk about for World of Warcraft? I don't think so. And then when I looked at the show notes, I'm like, oh great, cool, Squirt Day, yay. Because I was gonna be like, I would have been like, well, okay, I didn't do anything, Lee, though.
It's very, you know?
And what did you do this day. Week? Because I did nothing, but obviously I did something, but not a whole lot.
Yeah.
Hopefully this week will be a little bit.
But it doesn't matter. Look how many pets you leveled. That's awesome. Well done.
I'm looking at your stats, really, and well. I feel like you're like, that's so nice.
No, that's no. You did really, really well.
You did really well.
First time doing it.
Thanks,
you've
Mom.
You've done really, really well.
Thanks. Thanks, Mom.
Yeah. Yeah. So you want? So
yeah,
okay.
I'll tell
you about my Squirt Day, because
yes,
I mean, Squirt Day is a very, very important thing. It doesn't happen. The perfect storm does not happen that often. So when you get Squirt Day within Critter Week, it is a huge deal. Like we said, you level one pet from level 1 to 25 in two pet battles. It's huge. It means that you can cull through your toons, get all those pets up to level 25 really, really quickly just by doing Squirt. And it does not happen with any other pet tamer. Okay, there are pet tamers that you can go to, but once you've battled them, that's it.
Yeah.
On Squirt, in the garrison, you can do it over and over and over and over and over. So I had decided, because it was Saturday, I went to bed Friday night. I woke up Saturday knowing that I had pretty much all of Saturday to pet battle, but I knew I was not going to sit down and spend all of Saturday doing that, because physically I can't. My body is not able to do that. The most I can normally sit is probably about an hour before I need to get up and move, because I have my issues and I can't sit. I just cannot sit for long periods of time. So I decided I would see what I could get done. I ended up doing 10 hours of pet battling.
Wow.
That was spaced over the day. In between that, there'd be times that I would pet battle for an hour, because I would use the buff and I would just go a straight hour.
Yeah.
Then I would walk away because the buffs were off. I'd go log out. I'd go do the laundry, do the washing, do the cooking, do whatever needed to be done within that time. So it gave me that I could move my body, and then I could come back and sit down for another hour, do another hour, get up, walk away, do what I had to do, and that kind of thing. So I actually managed 10 hours, which I was really, really
I'm
impressed.
Surprised.
I can't hear you.
I'm sorry. That was duh. So I'm very surprised at the 10 hours, because when I saw you online, I'm like, oh, I know you're playing Squirt, right? I didn't think I saw you on as much as that. And I was like, when I saw your notes, I'm like, holy, 10 hours? I thought I would have beaten you in time played for that. But wow, that's amazing. 10 hours.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
So as I said, I had the Saturday. I knew I didn't have anything planned other than I was going to pet battle, get through doing the stuff I needed to get through it. I mean, I even cooked. I cooked and made pastries and all sorts of things in during this day, because I knew I couldn't just sit for all that time. I watched four movies while I was pet battling. I actually started with the Guardians of the Galaxy, and then I went on to the Avengers, and then I started on the Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh.
And I got through two of those, but I couldn't leave it at that. I ended up, once Pet Battle Day finished, I ended up finishing the other two Pirates movies because I'm like, I love those movies. So I was like, yeah, I had to finish watching them. So, yeah, so that was – so I was really, really happy with that. So, okay, I did 5 pages of notes for Squirt Day. I have got 5 pages because guess what Lita did? Lita wrote down – every single pet battle.
Why?
Every single pet battle. I can tell you.
Why?
In the first hour, I did 21 pet battles. I leveled 15.
Oh, okay. Sure, okay.
In hour two, I did 21 pet battles and leveled 14. In hour three, I did 22 pet battles and leveled 11. In hour four, I did 21 pet battles and leveled 16. Hour five, I did 21 battles. I leveled 10 to 25. In hour six, 20 pet battles and leveled 10 to level 25. Hour seven, 20 pet battles and again, another 10 leveled. Hour eight was 22 pet battles, 11 got leveled. Hour nine was 19 pet battles, and I got 9 done. And then hour 10 was 19 pet battles, and I got 10 leveled. So I did 206 pet battles total. 206. Because I wrote down every single one. 116 pets that I leveled.
So what was the what's your purpose for writing down every single fight?
Because I wanted to see the ones that I ended up leveling that were like the higher level ones. I wanted to see I had some sitting at like level 20, level 22, level 23. So I took all those, and of course I got them. So in hour four, where I did the 21 pet battles, because it still takes the same amount of time to pet battle, but because I'm not going from 1 to 19, 19 to 25, instead I'm going 23 to 25, 23 to 25, 23 to 25. Okay. You know what I mean? It was quicker. So I was leveling those high-end ones to get them to 25 really quite quickly. So I wasn't doing two pet battles because they were already that. So I could get through, I got through 16 of those, like 16 high-level ones to knock them over quite quickly.
Well,
so
I'm still not clear on what the exact purpose of recording all of the fights was. Are you looking? Are you trying to collect data on like did you collect data on, like, let's say, how often were you able to kill Puzzle with that one shot, or
no?
Okay.
No. So some of the recordings that I did had to do. So not every single solitary pet was obviously from 1 to 25. Like level two pets.
Oh.
Because I've got quite a few that I started at level two. So if I'm leveling a level two that went from level 2 to 20 and then 20 to 25. And then later on, I was leveling a level 12. Well, 12 went from 12 to 24.
Oh, which means that's my next question.
I still have to do a second pet battle to get from 24 to 25. And then I did a level 13, thinking, well, if I did a level 13, surely that's going to go from 13 to 25. Uh-huh. No, it went from 13 to 24, which meant that I had to go from 24 to 25.
Right.
So it was just really intriguing. Oh, so 11, 12, and 13 all went to 24.
Okay.
Which meant I had to do that second pep battle. Right.
Did you try level 14? Like, does that go up to 25?
So let me have a look. So 13, no, I don't think I had 14s because I was looking specifically for, because I remember one time when I was doing squirt day, but it wasn't the critter. Normally it would take you from about 1 to 12 or 13 or 14.
Okay.
Right? Not to 1 to 19. A normal squirt day will take your level 1 from 1 to about 12, 13, 14, depending. So I had leveled a few back in like ages ago. I just did the first level. So I was trying to get them all to a certain point that when I could then come squirt day, I could take them to the, you know, from that level to the, to do the next pepper, but I never got around to doing it. So I just found it really interesting by writing them all down. So pretty much a 16 would go from 16 to 25.
Yep.
12s, 13s I didn't do a 14 because I don't think I had any 14s looking at my notes, but the 13 definitely only went to 24. And yeah, no, I don't have any 14s.
Okay.
So I still, and if you took like a level 4, so a level 4 would go from 4 to 21. So you still were doing from 21 to 25. So there were still two pep battles in that. So yeah, it just like playing around with it all, it was just really intriguing for me as to what would allow you to go. And of course, whatever levels I had my pets at, I could only do what I had. I mean, I still got a lot of ones and twos, and obviously some of the twos I've added through stones, you know, by getting the various flawless stones.
And it's like, what
by doing
like,
the flawless stones from the pet bags from doing the pet battles in Draenor.
Well, I was thinking that
a lot of times.
I thought you were saying that I was flawless.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was. Yeah.
Barf.
Anyway, so did you put up, so that was my
screenshot. Okay, here, I'll put up the screenshot.
Yeah, so it was like, yay, Squirt Day's back, and it's awesome. And I would say it's not boring for me because I was recording everything. I wanted to write the steps down. I wanted to really know how it was going to play out because obviously you've got pets that have got different HP, you know, got different hit points. So this, not that I recorded all the hit point stuff, but knowing that a level from 1 to 19 and then 19 to 25 on a super squirt day was, you know, in two pet battles, you're going to get them done. So pretty much Leah averaged around about 10, 11 pet battles an hour, you know, leveling 10 to 11 pets an hour, basically. So it was kind of crazy, but it was good. It was really good. So then I've got my stats that I did. So on Warcraft Pets, I did right before I started and right when I finished. So the pets at maximum level when I started was 511. When I ended was 629. My average pet level went at, when I started was at 17.8. It's 20.3.
Holy
so
crap.
That means, you know, most of my pets are level 20 and above. And I was quite intrigued by the fact I only actually jumped up 2 on Earthen Ring. So I was level 31 and I only went to 29, but I think it's because I'm starting to get, like, once I start getting the rest of the stuff leveled, I'm going to go right way past 29. So once I get, you know, because at the moment, unique pets, I've got 815. Well, I've actually got more than that now. But once I've got them all to level 25, that's going to take me up on the leaderboard for Earthen Ring to quite high because of how many pets that I've got, you know, and I've got more pets than certain other people. So that means that I'll kick his butt. But yeah, so, and my site rank went from 3,824 to 3,414. So that was kind of like, wow, it really made a massive impact for me. So I thought that was pretty cool. So I had an awesome squat day. And again, you know, like it only comes around once in a blue moon. I don't even know if we're going to get another one this year.
Yeah.
It's a rare thing. If you're lucky, we get one once a year. It's very, very rare if we get two a year. I think it's been a couple of years since we've had two. We had one last year, and I think it might have been 2015 that we actually managed to get two. But I don't know if we're going to get another super squirt day because of the way that it falls with the weekly bonus events. And then, of course, squirt comes up every 15 days. So we'll have to wait and see. But I found it really beneficial. So anyway, cool. We'll see how we go. I did manage to level one of my alts this week, Keela, my hunter. What? So she's a troll hunter.
What?
Hey. What? Yeah, I did. I took her over to, with the boys over to do Azuna invasions. And again, I like only barely had one flight path. So yay for flying right across the account. Yay!
Yeah.
But I took her from 107 to 108. Nice. So she's getting there. I'm soon. Like, yay.
Soon.
It's really weird though playing her because I'm so used to playing a hunter as an iron and being really careful, and I like playing her and I'm just kind of like, this is different. It just feels so different playing her now. So well, it's a bit weird.
When you start playing your iron again, you don't start equipping green gear and stuff.
No, okay. I'm not really worried about that. I think it's more that I must have a certain setup with the irons for my hunter that I thought I'd based on Keela, but it looks like I haven't. I've kind of based the irons on a particular way, and I've become so used to, you know, there's my concuss shot, there's, you know, roll forward, roll back, whichever it's. And then I get on Keela, I'm like, why is my spells all over the place? They're not like this. I'm like, oh, because you're thinking of how the spells are on your iron. Uh-huh. I'm like, they're a bit different. Okay, so I might have to change them. So they're, because I'm used to, you know, where like Bestial Wrath is and, you know, like various things. And I'm like, why is Bestial Wrath all the way over there? So it's a bit bizarre. But yeah, so I was happy about that because I was like, yeah, I might get another tune leveled eventually. Woo! And then something really exciting happened a couple of days ago. Mm-hmm. Has to do with pets again. And there was a plushie released in the Blizzard store. And then it was also said, by the way, this is now in game.
What?
And I was like, what? So
I did not see that.
I need to get I need to get the plushie too, because I'm like, oh my god, I need to have it. But that's not gonna happen at the moment. So but Squirky, the pet in game, and this is where we are currently. So my little pet that you can see the little yellow murloc that's sitting right next to myself and Stone. This is Squirky. He's massive because I blew him up with a with a pet biscuit. Wow. But we're over on in Seabreak Isle over in Azuna. And we are surrounded on this boat that is completely wrecked into the little island here. And we're surrounded by level 110 elite murlocs. And within them, all running around, and if you manage to see, there is little, if you have the little pet track pet icon up on your mini map, you would actually see there is little green pet paws all down the bottom. And this is a new pet, so you can tame it. And all I did, I just came over here last night and I ended up killing one of the elites and found a position that could give me that I could get into the pet battle. And I managed to capture a green one. I just went in one. I was doing this one time. I'm like, I don't care what color pet it gives me. Yeah. I don't care if it's white, gray, green, blue. I don't care. I will use a stone and I will make it rare quality. And it gave me a green one. So I was like, okay, that's fine. I'm not worried. I did the pet battle. It wasn't too bad. It does give you two other pets. So there is three pets. It was Squirky came first, and then there was, I'm just trying to remember, there was a crab and something else.
Okay, I gotcha.
Snail. Might have been a snail and a crab, maybe. And so I killed them and I captured Squirky. So yay! So that was I was very excited because I was able to do it all by myself. So I was like, yay, I didn't need help to like kill. I killed the one elite that I didn't have to like go and massacre the whole island.
Yeah.
And that was kind of, so that was kind of cool. So I did get, so that was pet 826.
Jeez.
So yeah. Yeah, so I now have a few more pets I need to get. And the other thing I did do the other night was I made myself some of the enchanting pets. I blew a lot of mats and made the enchanted, what is it? Let me have a quick look. There's with the enchanting, there's three pets you can make: enchanted cauldron, enchanted pen, and enchanted torch.
Okay.
And they take a lot. They take a lot of mats. Like they're not easy. The torch I think sells for about 15-20k, something ridiculous. Because it takes 10 fellwort. And fellwort apparently is quite expensive. But I made one each for me and one each for Ash because Ash didn't have them. And I have to say thank you to Wingy for helping out with a couple of the mats. That was awesome. But so I've got a couple more new pets to level as well. So, cool. So I'm a bit super excited about that. But yeah, it's crazy. Like, you know, they just keeps going up. 826 pets.
Yeah, eventually like eventually they're gonna have to
increase it.
Well, like I know that they've added the increasing thing, right? Like so you can go up to 1500, right?
Yeah. Yeah, if you get the pet portal.
It's like it kind of I don't know. I kind of feel like that should really be for people that are super interested in collecting pets versus, hey, I just want to collect one, right? Because you have more than one of each, right? Whereas me, I only go for one and that's it because I just want to have the one blue.
Yeah.
But so for you, it's
not
like.
With,
I think, yeah, I not think with that.
Everything.
You've got eight. You've got 815 pets, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, and
that's unique,
they, right? Well, and if they keep adding more, okay, sorry, yeah. If they keep adding more, I think that they should bump up the max allowed without having to use the portal thing, because. Yeah. If you could collect over 1,000, like just having one of each, then they should offer you that option. I mean, and I know that they kind of do, and it's making you play and getting pet charms and buying the thing. But
well,
that's a lot of pet charm. Like it's 1,000 pet charms, right, or something, right? Because that's a lot of pet charms. Just, you know, that's to bump up your thing charms. By 500. So I'm not saying that thing's a bad thing. I think that should be more for people that collect a lot of pets versus I'm trying to just collect one of each. Right? Anyways. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, here we go, Bob. Great.
Bob's awake. Yeah, well, Kobe sleeps, so Bob's awake.
Bob's freaking out. He's,
but yeah, I mean, see, the problem is that when Blizzard bought out the pets, they then also bought out different stats on the pets.
Yes.
And and as I have always said, and I know I've mentioned this quite a few times, but the problem is when they bought that out and they said, right, they're going to have health. They're going to have speed.
Yep.
They're going to have power. And they're going to have, what's the other one? What's the B? Whatever the B is, I can't think. Anyway, they gave four things, balance. No, I can't remember. Anyway. When they said that they had, you know, they were doing this, and with certain things, there is no difference. Some pets only come straight. There is only one possible breed. Okay, Pandaren Air Spirit. There is only one. There is only one breed. It is the BB. That's it. Okay, but then you look at something like the Marsh Fiddler. Okay, the Marsh Fiddler comes in three different breeds. One is a BB, one is a HS, one is an SB. Okay? Of course I want one of each. There goes three slots for one pet. You look at something like a mechanical scorpid. It has got 5 different breeds. Now, for something that I can only have three slots for, that's not fair, because I want one of each.
Okay, so B does stand for pal, and
balance.
So there's health, power, speed, and balance.
Morningstar Maria. Yeah. So, but I mean, that's not just the only thing, because there are certain pets that have way more. There are some pets that have one combination of every single solitary one that you possibly get. Okay, Blood Boil, which comes completely from Ice Crown Citadel, it comes in 9. Nine breeds. Okay. So, of course, I want one of each one. Of course I do. Like, it's not fair that I can't have one of each one. I should be allowed to have one of each one. So, this is where it frustrates me, because I want one of each one, which means my total pets is going to go way beyond 1,500 pets, which is currently what I can have.
Yep.
So that part of it really frustrates me because of the fact that Blizzard gave us all this combination. So it's like, well, if you're going to give us this combination, you need to be able to back this up. So as a collector, I can collect all of them and don't restrict it to me just only having three of a type of pet. I can only have three bone wasps. There are four different types. Well, that's not fair. I want four. I want four bone wasps. I want one of each, you know? So, yeah. So that's the part that does make it very interesting. I mean, things like the creepy crate, that only comes in HH. So I don't, you know, but I have three of them because that is something that you can't get. You can't cage that anymore. They remove that. So it becomes something that you do for the quest. And I don't want just one. So I will have three of those. You know what I mean? Because I'm greedy as well. But yeah, I know. I do love my pets, guys. I know. I say all this stuff because I do love my pets. So, but it's very cool. So if you're after Squirky, Squirky is very cute. He's a little yellow Murloc. And again, he's over in pretty much about 1820 in Azuna is the coordinates. It's the little island that is way off the coast, way off the coast. You've got to keep flying out. It shows on the map, but it's out beyond the line, what would you call it? Like the water line. It's beyond that. So go out and see it. It's really, really cute. There's if you look down, I just fell down. Excellent. There's the little gnomes skeleton down the bottom here. It's a bit morbid, but there's the little gnomes that have died on the ship holding hands, and there's a giant pearl, and you know, again, these little things that Blizzard puts in the game, it's just cute. I like it. It's just cute. So check it out. It is live, and you can go collect your own little yellow Murloc because we need more Murloc pets. Yay! Anyway, that's it. That's been my week, pretty much, Lee. I mean, other than doing world quests and stuff, like a mad woman, it's and doing some challenge stuff, but yeah, it's been all about the squirt pet battling for certain, because that was so crazy good. So yeah. Oh, Bob's still running around like a mad cat.
Nope, it's people are awake. I'm muting.
Of course they are. They're awake. Okay. Other than that, anything else that you want to add in? No. All right. Well, good morning, Stormaria. It's nice to see you in the chat room. Thank you for joining us. But we're going to be closing out the show now. So thanks, guys, for hanging around. All right, so where you can find us, don't forget, check out the website, which is adventuresinazeroth.com. You can send us an email. Again, you know, let us know how, you know, did you do Squirt Day? Are you going to go and get Squirky? Squirky's so cute. Go get Squirky. But you can email us, which is podcast@adventuresinazeroth.com. You can even tweet us on the tweeters, which is @ADVAzeroth. Or come and jump into our Discord channel, which is tinyurl.com/AIA Discord. Don't forget, Stone, you've got to type it into the browser, don't copy it or something. Yeah, whichever. Okay, just remember, put HTTP, you know, dashy dashy bits in front, all that kind of stuff. Okay, don't forget, Twitch Thursdays for us, which is 6 a.m. for Stone, 8 p.m. for me, twitch.tv/advent-azeroth. So come jump in the channel like Thule and Stormaria are. So yay! Do you want me to do yours? Okay, where you can find Stone. Don't forget, he is on Twitter, which is at StoneGrass, because he likes to grasp stones, apparently, as well as you can catch him on the Wild Challenges podcast, which we do every Sunday morning for me, Saturday nights for him, which we will be, we do that every week. So come say hi again. We're on Twitch. Look for Wild Challenges. You can find me on Twitter. I'm at Leta Wow, which is LeetaWow. Check out Behind the Avatar as well as the Wild Challenges podcast for what I do. And I tweet about coffee. Coffee and Kobe and positive stuff and other stuff. All sorts of things. As well as well. All right. Don't forget. Thanks, everyone. I have to thank you for the likes, for the retweets, for just coming and hanging out with us. Thanks, guys. We appreciate it. But don't forget, you can find the show on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and Google Play. And again, we have to say thank you so much for just hanging out, listening to us. I know it was a lot about pet battles this week, but it was so good. It was so good. And Stone, you did really, really well. I'm really, really impressed with what you did for Squirt Day. Yeah, you did well. You really did. Good boy. Good boy, Stone. Good boy, Stone. Oh, Kobe doesn't like me saying that to you. He just stuck his head up and he's like, who's a good boy? I'm like, no. Anyway. Okay, that's it. That's the show. See you later, everybody. Have a good week. Be good. Stuff. Bye.
Bye.
Adventures in Azeroth is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Leta. Copyright 2017. AdventuresInAzeroth.com. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for this show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find more of his great stuff at incompetech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.